A new bill aims to prevent a backlog of sexual assault kits in Wisconsin. We're talking about the bipartisan proposal on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 3 out of 4 sexual assaults go unreported. That's according to the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. Attorney General Josh Call said at a news conference this week that this legislation would make sexual assault kit procedures uniform statewide.
This legislation sends a clear message, which is that we can never have another backlog of untested sexual assault kits again in Wisconsin.
Are you a sexual assault survivor or victim's advocate? What do you think of Wisconsin's policy on sexual assault kits? We're at 800-642-1234. Representative Melissa Sargent is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 48th Assembly District, which includes parts of Madison. She introduced a bill this week that aims to prevent Wisconsin from developing a backlog of untested sexual assault kits. Representative Sargent, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me this morning.
So what specific steps would this bill take to achieve that goal?
Well, under this bill, once someone has unfortunately experienced sexual assault, we will be providing parameters for healthcare professionals who are collecting the sexual assault kits, as well as parameters for how law enforcement agencies transfer these sexual assault kits so that our victims, our survivors, know that there are codified procedures on the books to make sure that we do not find ourselves in the same situation where we have this backlog, frankly, due to decades of failures. And we know that prevention and standing up for our survivors is definitely something that we need to be doing here in Wisconsin.
How important is it to have uniform procedures straight across the state at law enforcement agencies?
It is vital that we have procedures that everyone understands how it is that they will be followed and what it is that we need to be doing. Because at the end of the day, how we store these rape kits and for how long we store them and where we store them has a direct impact on holding people accountable for really egregious acts, as well as making sure that our survivors know that we have their back and that we want to make sure that they have dignity and a right to a fair and just process.
Would this bill include a deadline for when the Crime Lab needs to test the kits it receives?
It's a challenging question, quite frankly, because some of our survivors are not in a position where they want to have their kits tested right away. So we do have procedures and timelines set forth for the rape kits. One set of procedures for people who are ready to have their rape kits tested, and another set of procedures for how long it is we store rape kits. But primarily what we need to know is that where it is that the kits are sent and what timeline those kits are sent to where it is they are going, so that law enforcement and healthcare professionals can make sure that they are where they need to be. So when a survivor is ready, it can be tested.
So going back to 2014, when it was uncovered that our state had this backlog of more than 6,000 untested sexual assault kits dating back to the 1980s, how much did the state's lack of deadlines for sending kits to the crime lab contribute to that backlog?
I think that it played a really large part in contributing to that backlog. There was a lot of finger pointing and head shrugging and shoulder shrugging as to, you know, whose responsibility it was to get these kits tested and how to get them to where it is that they needed to go. But thankfully, through setting forth some pretty aggressive policies and getting some additional dollars and bringing this to the forefront, we've been able to really move forward in that. And what we need to do now as a state is make sure that we have clear statutes and procedures so that we never find ourselves in this position again.
We're talking with Democratic Representative Melissa Sargent about new legislation to prevent future backlogs on sexual assault kits. Representative, in 2017, you were part of this group of lawmakers who introduced multiple bills on sexual assault. These bills would have created a Bill of Rights for sexual assault survivors, required the DOJ to track sexual assault kits and report that information to lawmakers, and ordered an audit on sexual assault kit testing in the state. Why did these bills fail?
Well, frankly, I think that there are real challenges in the Capitol building to get things done right now because of the partisan divide. And that divide was even more challenging a couple of years ago. But people are realizing now that, frankly, standing up for survivors and making sure that we are holding people accountable for really egregious and harmful acts is not a partisan issue. And I come really feel blessed to be able to work with our current Attorney General, who is building a strong coalition of Republicans and Democrats, as well as community advocates and professionals, so that we can really address these topics and make sure that we don't find ourselves in the situation. I believe that this bill is just the beginning of how it is that we're going to be able to continue to work together in the best interest of people across Wisconsin.
So under this proposed bill, the state would store sexual assault kits for up to 10 years, and that's shorter than the statute of limitations for some charges of sexual assault. Is it possible then that evidence could be destroyed if a survivor doesn't decide to take legal action within the period of a decade?
So that is a concern. And ultimately, what it is that we have landed on with this legislation is knowing, you know, based on experience and how it is that we look at previous history, that these victims and these sex kits, we believe that this 10-year period is going to be in the best interest of them as well as for the state.
Why 10 years? Why not store sexual assault kits indefinitely?
Well, we find ourselves in a position of storage space, as well as knowing how it is that people come to the table and when it is that they need to have access to these kits. And the crime lab, working very closely with the crime lab and working closely with victim advocates, the 10-year period seemed like the best place to be right now.
So if this bill is passed, do you think there's still additional change that needs to happen? And will you continue working on this issue?
I'm absolutely going to be continuing to work on this issue. We do need additional change. And we also know that science continues to evolve. And we want to make sure, you know, DNA testing and how it is that we have moved forward as a society has really changed substantially over the last handful of years. So we need to stay on top of this. We need to make sure that we are bringing the right people to the table. We're hearing the voices of survivors. We have the correct scientists. We have fabulous people that work for the state crime lab and really passionate people on the ground. And it's vital that we stand up for the people in our society who have been victimized and make sure that we are holding people accountable to the best ability that we can.
Representative Sargent, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Melissa Sargent is a Democrat representing Wisconsin's 48th Assembly District, which includes parts of Madison. She introduced a bill this week with a bipartisan group of lawmakers that aims to prevent Wisconsin from developing a backlog of untested sexual assault kits. Coming up, we talk with U.S. Senator Ron Johnson about his trip to the southern border this week and other issues on Capitol Hill, including the Mueller report. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network.